The following presentation is brought to you by Rise to the Rescue, supporting Joe Glean, prospective delegate for Virginia's 44th House District.
Greetings. My name is Joe Glean, Virginia resident and prospective delegate for the 44th House District. I view myself not as a politician, but as a husband, father, working man, friend to the community, someone who represents the heart of the overwhelming majority of people in Northern Virginia, regardless of politics or party affiliation. As a concerned citizen, I advocate fiscal conservatism, personal responsibility, social justice, and good old-fashioned common sense. Patriotism, moral courage, compassionate statesmanship, limited government, peace through strength, the due performance of any public or private duty, the habit of devoting proper attention to one's family, the careful education of our children, and the observance of true religious freedom. Each of these items representing a small, yet profoundly significant expression of self-government. On constitutional law, I favor the good behavior method of jurisprudence over judicial tyranny. State rights over a consolidated national government. A Republican administration of, by, and for the people over an aristocratic one. Strict economy and the reduction of taxes to the most basic wants of the Treasury over extravagant expenditures and high taxes. I support cracking down on illegal immigration, abolishing the state income tax, defending our right to bear arms, prosecuting voter fraud, exercising the right to provide our children with a decent private education at home, encouraging Christian stewardship, and safeguarding our moral sovereignty against all forms of environmental radicalism, such as those which today are being used to chip away at our sovereignty under the imaginary pretext of global warming concerns, or those which I see as being more principally intended to rob us, young and old alike, of our God-given right to life under the phony pretext of overpopulation. I am for restoring our freedom of choice when it comes to the purchasing of general commodities such as raw milk, light bulbs, vaccines, and health insurance. And I would rigorously oppose any federal initiative that seeks to limit our access to nutrition information on packaged foods. Last but not least, I am devoted to the preservation of life, liberty, happiness, and safety. The blessings of liberty that were enumerated by George Mason and his colleagues in 1776 under the Virginia Declaration of Rights. I believe in affirming the fact of life in the womb, rendering equal and exact justice to all, protecting the sanctity of innocent life, respecting the established constitutional amendment process, preserving our inherent endowments under natural law, rejecting the modern-day slaveholder position, and cultivating a true respect for individual rights. At the request of the state chairman of the Independent Green Party of Virginia and others, I have agreed to step forward as a candidate for delegate of the 44th House District, which includes communities in Franconia, Fort Belvoir, Mount Vernon, Fort Hunt, Hybla Valley, Groveton, and Huntington. I have successfully registered as an independent candidate for this post, and thanks to the enabling grace of God and the support of good people like you, my name will be on the ballot for the general election that is to be held on November 8, 2011. Besides this, I have been offered and have accepted an official party nomination by the Independent Greens, which means that my name will be listed on the ballot under their party ID and with their fullest endorsement. Though you and I might not necessarily agree on the particulars of every single issue, the key is that we continue to work toward true conservative solutions that are consistent with America's founding principles. I thank you for your interest in helping to restore these principles and for helping to provide the voters of our district with a good, godly, moral choice on Election Day 2011.